Welcome to the Lightly Salted Podcast. These are the readings and sermons of St. John's Lutheran Church of Park Rapids, Minnesota. They are offered so that the Word of God would shape and strengthen you to be what He calls you to be, salt and light. You can find us at stjohnspr.org. Now, on to the Word.
The Old Testament reading given for this Nativity of our Lord is from the prophet Isaiah, the 52nd chapter. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Breaking forth together and singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted His people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared His holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle reading is recorded for us in the letter to the Hebrews, the first chapter. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed as the heir of all things, through whom He also created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name He has inherited is more excellent than theirs. This too is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Infant holy, infant holy, boy is bred up at a stall. Oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Swiftly winging, angels singing, no one's ringing, tidings bringing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Christ the babe is Lord of all. Flocks were sleeping, shepherds keeping vigil till the morning dew. Saw the glory, heard the story, tidings of the gospel true. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praise His voice in the morrow. Christ the babe was born for you. Christ the babe was born for you. Infant holy, infant holy, Christ the babe is Lord of all.
I invite the congregation to please stand for the reading of the gospel. It's recorded for us in the Gospel of St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to the light, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, but his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but born of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This too is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, who became a little child that we may become the children of God. The word of the Lord for our strengthening of our faith, living of our lives on this Christmas day is the gospel lesson from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, but focusing in on the first and last verses, and I invite you to listen once again to verse 1 and verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. You may be seated. So in the beginning was the Word. In the end, there will be the Word. And in between is the Word. For the Word is God. The eternal God, who is without beginning and without ending. The Almighty God, through whom all things are made, exist, and are upheld by the word of his power. The living God, who gives life to all things. If he did not, they would not be. We would not be. And today we remember, celebrate, and rejoice that this God, this Word, became flesh, our flesh. The God of all entered our world, our story, as one of us, because if he did not, life would have no meaning, no purpose, and we would have no hope. The sin which consumes us here would consume us forever. But our loving Father would not have that. His word tells us so. His word that is spoken to us, but also his word made flesh, Jesus, the baby lying in the manger. And so the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The word became flesh. The eternal God was born a man. Perfect God and perfect man in one person, born to Joseph and born of Mary in the little town of Bethlehem. He was given the name Jesus, the name chosen not by his earthly father or mother, but by his true father, his heavenly father. The name the angel Gabriel told Joseph and Mary and instructed them to name him. And he dwelt among us some 33 years and was not ashamed to do so. For the word becoming flesh was not a lowering of God, but an exalting of man. An exalting we very much need, to say the very least. And exalting by our God, who is full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. Those are two things that I would say our world today is not full of. Two things that seem, in fact, to be in very short supply in our world. First of all, grace, under which umbrella we would include forgiveness, kindness, understanding, and patience. In our world today, though, in place of these things, how often do we instead see judgment, harshness, polarization, accusation, grudges, hostility, and more, manifesting themselves in road rage, wars that spring from and perpetuate ancient divisions, cancellation, violence, prejudice? There is grace in our world, yes, but an indication of how rare it is that when we see it, we're surprised. And so rare is it that when we see it, it sometimes becomes an item in the news. That is not how our world was meant to be. And then truth. Truth is faring no better in our world today. The truth of God's word has been denied by many for a long time now. Ancient truths are being questioned since people think they know much better in our day and age. Any objective reality of truth is derided as paternalistic or simply a quest for power. And so truth has become solely subjective. What you think it is. Your truth, my truth, many versions of the truth that cannot be validated, investigated, or questioned. And if you do, there is no grace. You must be dealt with. But it's not just in the world, is it? Where grace and truth seem to be in short supply. It's in me too. And I suspect you as well. When we are slow to forgive and quick to judge and hold a grudge, when the very things we criticize others for is what we ourselves are guilty of, when what we ask for ourselves, we are slow to give others, when we know the truth but don't live by it, when we speak the truth when it helps us and overlook it when it doesn't. I think you get the picture. Full of grace and truth is just not how our sinfully turned upside down world is. Now you might be thinking, Pastor, this is not a very Christmassy sermon. Oh, but it is. The word becoming flesh is a great miracle, no doubt. It is worth celebrating and rejoicing indeed. But not just that. We need a Messiah who is not only God and man, but one who is full of grace and truth. For grace without truth is license. Truth without grace is tyranny. Our world is filled with those things, with false gods who are both those things, allowing us to do whatever we want, that's license. And forcing others to do what we want, that's tyranny. But our God is neither. He is a savior. He speaks and acts in truth, and he speaks and acts in grace. The truth of our sin and the condemnation we all deserve. And the truth of his grace and the forgiveness he has come to provide for all. And that is what we celebrate and rejoice in this day. Not just the birth of a child, but the birth of a Savior. A Savior full of grace and truth. A Savior who is not only full of grace and truth, but is the source of grace and truth. The one who brought us and is still bringing the grace and truth that we need into this world. And from the very beginning, when Adam and Eve plunged the world into sin and there was no grace and truth, only sin, fear, and death, the Lord came to save them. Speaking truth and speaking grace. When John wrote that the word became flesh and dwelt among us, that's a reference to God dwelling in the tabernacle and the temple in the Old Testament, which was the place of speaking the truth of sin and repentance and speaking the grace of forgiveness. Then in Jesus, we see the one who speaks truth and grace, calling sinners to repentance and giving the repentant his forgiveness. That led him to being crucified by those who didn't like him doing that. But even there on the cross, Jesus speaks truth and grace. And still here today, dwelling among us, Jesus, in his word and sacraments, in his truth and grace. For this is who Jesus is, the God who is full of grace and truth, which is exactly what our world needs, which is exactly what we need. You can't wrap truth and grace in colorful paper and a bow and put it under a tree. But you can wrap it in human flesh and place them in a manger. And you can wrap truth and grace in water, words, bread, and wine, and speak them, pour them, and feed them to us. And not just on Christmas, and not just every Sunday, but every day. That with Jesus, full of grace and truth, and that we filled with Jesus, who is grace and truth, that we then take that grace and truth out of this place with us and fill the world with that grace and truth, the grace and truth it so desperately needs. John also said this of the Word made flesh, dwelling among us, full of grace and truth, that we have seen his glory. Now, what was he referring to there, seeing his glory? Was it Jesus' birth, his transfiguration when he shone in all his glory, his cross, his resurrection, his ascension? Yes, all of it. For while God is certainly glorious in himself, the glory of God that we see is in him doing all of this for you and for me in love. He's not a God who does not care about us, not a tyrannical God, but a God who came in our flesh and blood, who came to be with us, to be one of us. And that's glorious. So when John wrote, we have seen his glory, we have seen his glory when Jesus stopped and healed. We have seen his glory when Jesus forgave. We have seen his glory when Jesus raised the dead. We have seen his glory when Jesus cleansed lepers. We have seen his glory when Jesus wept with those who were mourning. We have seen his glory when Jesus did not reject those everybody else was rejecting. We have seen his glory when Jesus died and rose and ascended. The glory of God is not in highness, but in becoming low. Not in being served, but in serving us. The glory of God is the Word became flesh, that the Almighty God would do that for us, for sinners. Now that's glorious. And now we see his glory in the church, where Jesus is still loving and mercying and serving us, full of grace and truth. And so every time a person is baptized, we have seen his glory. Every time his absolution sounds in our ears, as it did this morning, your sins are forgiven, we have seen his glory. Every time we eat his body and drink his blood, we've seen his glory. Every time the gospel is proclaimed, we have seen his glory. The glory as of the only Son from the Father. The glory full of grace and truth. The glory of the Word became flesh. So today, this Christmas day, we gather here to confess our sin, to receive his absolution, his forgiveness, to hear his word, sing of his mighty deeds, and we are fed by him, which means his glory is here. And we are filled with grace and truth, for we are filled with him, the Word become flesh. Now, maybe this year was different for you, but as you thought about and searched for gifts for others, you maybe wondered, well, what do I get them? What does this person need? What does this person want? And maybe you had a hard time with that for some people, but not for God. He knows exactly what you need and what you need most of all, namely him and his grace and truth. Christmas is many things to many people these days, but it is most of all this, that there is grace and truth in the world, that there is grace and truth here for you, that what you need, you have, and what you have, you share with others, that grace and forgiveness and love and mercy and truth go out into all the world. Christmas is not the start of that, but it's the fulfillment of it. When God kept his promise, when the Word became flesh and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Today, God has bared his holy arm and the devil has been put to flight. Today, the light has shined upon us who live in darkness and in the shadow of death. Today, the hopeless are given hope. Today, the glory of God lies wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Because today the Word became flesh, and in Him we are forgiven. In Him we have peace with God. In Him we are children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Word became flesh, and His name is Jesus, which means Savior, the one who saves us from our sins. Now, sooner or later, for all of us, life narrows down. Faith becomes very personal, and we know we are going to our Creator. So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. The wisdom that God gives us is to know and to trust His Son, Jesus. Life narrows down, and crisis comes. And suddenly, only one thing matters. And there in that narrow place stands Jesus. The garment of life, be it tattered and torn, the cloak of the soldier is withered and worn. But what child is this that was poverty born? The peace of Christmas Day. The hope that has slumbered for 2,000 years, a promise that silenced 1,000 fears, a faith that can hobble an ocean of tears. Peace of Christmas Day. And all the grief that people may bear, total the strife and the troubles and cares, put them in columns and leave them right there. The peace of Christmas Day. Whether we had a good year or a bad year, whether Christmas is lonely or full of joy, whether our faith has been strong or weak, whether we're healthy or struggling, whether we're well off or just getting by, whether the world thinks us anything or not, whether we're praised or persecuted, glorified or vilified, don't be afraid. Whatever guilt weighs on your conscience, whatever darkness troubles your heart, the Word became flesh where you are, not bidding you climb up to Him, but coming down to you in great meekness to make His home with you, that your home be with Him. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh, full of grace and truth. God in the flesh. No wonder the angels couldn't contain themselves, but had to sing out this wonderful news. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Yes, peace, the peace of God, the peace of sin forgiven, the peace which will have no end. Or as John might say, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. May this peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your heart and mind in true faith in Christ Jesus, the Word made flesh, unto life everlasting. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Lightly Salted. We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us at stjohnspr.org or look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Our thanks to Eric Medeish at soundimage.org for Morning Dew.
God's blessings.